This is a Hot Pie Media original.
Hello, and welcome to the Amy Edwards Show. Yes, I am your host, Amy Edwards, and we are here to keep transforming our lives into being the best we can be. That is what I use my voice for. That is why I'm here. That's why you're here, I'm thinking. And we're going to do it in the simplest way possible. That's the goal anyway, to be efficient about this, because otherwise it can take a really long time. And so TikTok, right? None of us are getting any younger. So welcome to the solo cast today. These are happening every Monday now. And I love doing them because it helps me really tap into things. It's sort of like journaling for me. Like, it really helps me sort out my thoughts. And so anyway, I don't know, maybe you're thinking of starting a podcast and sorting out your thoughts. I encourage that. And I'm actually developing a course. This was not a plug for this, but I'm developing a course about starting your own podcast and claiming your voice. So anyway, I figure the more I talk about it and the more I put it out there, the more it will become a reality, damn it. So welcome. Today, we are going to talk about, where are my notes? We are going to talk about, show me what I need to see. We are going to talk about doing the hard things. I can do the hard things. And we are going to talk about two strategies if you're feeling like you can't meditate or you just need a couple little tricks. I got them for you today. So stick around for that, because I know we talk about meditation so much on this show. So if you're feeling like you can't, I got some tips for you to make it a little bit easier and help you tap in. Let's see, up top two, please join the newsletter. It comes out every Monday and Thursday. On Mondays, I just have three things that I've learned this week and some links to things like this, the solo episode. And also on Thursdays, we talk about that week's interview and the badass guests that we learn from. So please sign up for that at not at my email address. Although you can email me if you want to, amy@amyedwards.com. But simply go to amyedwards.com and you can sign up for the newsletter there. Also, if you have a sec, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Helps grow the show and keep bringing in more badass people all the time. And all our voices are amplifying and the energy just spreads, right? Share it with a friend too, if you feel called. I do it. I've like trained myself now. If I'm listening to something or thinking about something, if somebody pops in my head, I send it to them. And then they're like, why did you send me this? This is about an 18-year-old that, you know, because I sent someone an Abraham Hicks the other day. I sent Bijou one. And I was like, oh, it's the end. I thought it would resonate or remind me of you for some reason. And so, I don't know, sometimes it also just gets you to reach out to people that maybe you haven't reached out to in a while, which is always a good thing. People love to be thought of. Okay, there's my rant on that. I'm ready to get to today's episode. Thank you so much for being here. I'm stoked. Okay, let me reconnect to my intention today, which is just to put out something great that speaks to someone. I really hate on social media when they're like, I don't know who needs to hear this, but you know what? But I kind of feel like that. I do. I'm like, I don't know who needs to hear this. So here it is. So yeah, let's just take a breath and know that what we're doing, sometimes we don't even know who needs to hear it. But when you feel compelled, when you feel that little call inside your heart, let it out. It's there for a reason. It's God, the universe, higher power, something, spirit, intuition telling you to. So I think that's a beautiful thing. Okay. So the first item of business on our agenda today is show me what I need to see. So I had a moment with this today, and that's why I wanted to share it. So I'm about to go to see Justin. He's been traveling and I am going to go meet him where he is. And then we're going to have a nice weekend. And as I said that to you right now, my stomach jumped because I'm reading this book, The Wedge, right now. And it's talking about our limbic system and how past experiences train us into filing something away and immediately coming to a reaction, essentially, about a situation when maybe things have changed. It's just that programming, that patterning. And that's what I've got going on. He and I have not yet, we've been together nearly a year and a half. We have not yet had a successful trip where I made it there on an airplane, but where I flew to meet him somewhere and he wasn't using or something went wrong and I didn't feel safe and I wasn't happy. I really wasn't happy. And really there was one last fall that was particularly bad. And I knew too, when I landed at the airport, I knew something was already off. But when I landed at the airport, he always had all these problems. Like there were all these problems. Like he was like, oh, you know, I can't get, someone took the keys to the car because they took the coat that I had them in. And then now I can't come pick you up. And he was way out at a mountain home and stuff. And he was like, you're going to have to take an Uber or whatever. And I was already like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. So I get in the Uber and the Uber driver was so nice. Thank God it was a man. And he had a nice car. He had a pretty nice car. I don't remember what it was, but you know, it was like a nice like Buick or Toyota or something. And he has to drive me and it's so far away. There's like dirt roads. We get into the forest. We're driving basically on a dirt road in the forest in the middle of like the Blue Ridge Mountains or some, I don't know, whatever mountain range is there in South Carolina. And I start to panic. I'm like, yeah, if this person wants to stop and kill me, they absolutely can. Or if somebody else is coming the other direction and wants to stop and kill us, they sure can. Cause my phone loses complete power. His GPS loses power. So he's just going on what's already programmed in there. He can see like kind of where we're going. And he's like, where are we going? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going. I have no way to reach anyone. I had this sort of weird instructions from Justin and I just felt so unsafe and so scared. And I'm not used to feeling like that. And so somehow we find him and I'm apologizing to the driver. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm on the verge of tears. I see Justin and I'm like, happy he's there, but at this, he had to take some golf cart down to pick me up. I'm happy he's there, but at the same time, I was mad, scared, and it was not anywhere I wanted to be. And I was pissed off at myself for doing it. But of course, how do you know, right? Then you're like mad at yourself. And then come to find out that I figured out that he had relapsed, you know, as we have talked about, he had relapsed then. And I didn't know I had suspected. And then I'm trapped out at a mountain home with no car, no way to get an Uber. I'm just trapped. And I was fucking so, I was like pacing around going, why'd I even come? Why'd I even come? So all that to say, I have some programming that came up today, mainly from that experience. And because I think that was the last time I flew somewhere to meet him. And so I like kind of panicked this morning as I'm like, I have to fly out and meet him tomorrow. And how's this going to go? I need to create a plan B. I need to make sure I'm okay. It was like a whole bunch of shit went on in my mind. And I was like, oh gosh, I am way out of my intuition, my intuitive trust, and way into my head. And so I had a moment to pause and reconnect to back then and getting back in touch with my intuition. And one of the things that I started to say was, show me whatever I need to see. I am always shown what I need to see. And I would just repeat that. And the more I did, the more I was shown. Or it was there all along and the more I was able to see. So I just wanted to offer you that. Anytime you feel out of alignment, it's a good place to return to, a good marker to return to. Show me what I need to see. Or I am always shown what I need to see. To take care of myself, to stand in alignment with myself, to love my boundaries. Because that was way outside my boundaries. And now I'm like, I had to return to myself. So I meditated today. First of all, I told him how I was feeling, which was super scary, which we'll get into in a minute too. So I told him how I was feeling and I knew he had a lot going on too. And I was like, what if this triggers like a relapse, you know? And it didn't, but it was scary. And then also, I just noticed that a lot of times it's searching for an answer and wanting to control the situation rather than asking and trusting that we will know the answer or be shown the answer or be told the answer. It will be given to us. So it's the searching versus the asking and trusting, searching and trying to control, the forcing and wanting to figure it out versus relaxing into knowing and trusting that I will always be shown. And on top of that, you know, was I just lucky to have a really good Uber driver that didn't do anything? You know, maybe I can trust that I will be okay. You know, not that I want to put myself in any dangerous situation. I don't. But we will be okay, right? Because we're sitting here right now. So take that with you. Show me what I need to see and relax into knowing and trusting that you will always be shown. What do you think of that? Let me know if that resonates with you. I'd love to know in the reviews or the comments. Y'all, do you want to hear about the vaginal rejuvenation treatment that I've just had done at Saving Face? How's that for a hook? I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. So you know what? We're open. We're candid here. So here we go. Yes, I've had the FemTouch at Saving Face here in Austin, Texas. FemTouch is helping you maintain youthfulness in your vaginal area, which we don't talk about, but let's face it, it's a thing. I even know people that have had surgeries and things like that. That doesn't have to be the way it is. So they talked to me about this and I said, yeah, I'll do it. Why not? I'm turning 50, right? And I do. I am with someone who's 15 years younger. So, you know, it is something to think about. And so plus I've had two children and you know what? Over time we can have age take its toll and experience take its toll. So if you feel like, you know, maybe you've developed some laxity because of children, because of age, or maybe you're not as wet as you used to be. I'm just going to go ahead and say it because we're all thinking it. So maybe you're not as wet as you used to be. Maybe you're not having as much sensation. I wasn't exactly experiencing those problems, but they say that this can restore youthfulness in anyone. So I went in for the FemTouch treatment. It is a laser that they insert and it literally takes no time. It got a little hot in a couple spots. It took maybe 15 minutes and that is it. Now, I have not got a lot of experience yet sexually to tell you about my results. It's been 1 week since I've had the procedure and I am waiting to see what happens. And I am going to be candid and honest, but I will say that I have had no downtime whatsoever. Everything has been completely fine. I think that after the procedure, you can't have sex for about 72 hours, I believe. And so it's really, really quick. There's no, and you can't have sex intercourse for 24 hours before it, which I didn't. And so I am excited to share the results with you, but I just want to let you know that there are options. If you have some adverse effects from aging, childbirth, hormonal changes, menopause in your vaginal tissues, or you know someone who has, there are actual options. And FemTouch is one. So you can get it at Saving Face Austin. You can call them. You can talk to them at their laser center. My technician, Claire, was incredible, very knowledgeable, wonderful to work with. And I felt comfortable because, you know, that's embarrassing and hard. And so anyway, I do recommend this. And I'm going to be letting you know the results as I progress with it because I'm doing a series of three. If you're interested too, you can use the code ILOVEME and that will get you 10% off at Saving Face. That's my code. I know. Isn't it great? So love yourself. And you know what? This is important. Sexual health is truly important to our own personal development. It's part of who you are. So don't ignore it and check out FemTouch on Saving Face today. They're at savingfaceaustin.com. The other day, I ran across a meme that someone shared. And then I also thought about this from Glennon Doyle. And maybe it came into my field of vision at the same time. But it was about, I can do hard things. We can do hard things. We Can Do Hard Things is the name of her podcast. And I have not listened to it, but I'm a big fan. Untamed is excellent if you haven't read it. So I guess I got to thinking about doing the hard things. Personally, I can get really resistant to the word hard, to doing hard things, because every morning I look in the mirror and say, let it be, you know, just for today, I will work easy. And I have thought a lot about letting things be easy and shifting my mindset to letting things happen with ease. But as I talked to this week's guest, Susie Batiste, she talks a lot about duality in the world. And I know that we have duality in the world. I know we have to have duality in the world to even understand anything. To understand that it's cold, you have to know heat. To understand, you know, good, bad, anything that is opposite on the spectrum. Right? So, hard, easy. Would we even know what easy is if we hadn't experienced the hard? So we do have to experience the hard, however much I may try to resist it, or any of us might. There are going to be hard things. So what I wanted to address was that sometimes the hardest things to do are some of the simplest things to do. I mean, yes, it's hard to go in a gym and lift a really heavy weight. Yeah. And, you know, you can work up to that. But sometimes the truly hard stuff, at least in my experience, is something like surrender. As I talked about in the previous segment, I sat in a meditation today and focused on surrendering. And I thought to myself, why is it so hard to just surrender sometimes? It should be so easy. It sounds in theory very easy. Just let it go. But instead, it's very difficult. Just the act of surrendering to the moment and surrendering our own control, surrendering what we want to happen. Surrendering this idea that if everyone would just do what I tell them to do, things would be fine. Because it's not going to happen. We don't have control at all, much as we may try. So I am going to approach this as letting go of this notion that I resist the hard, because we have to have the hard to understand the easy. We have to do that. And you can do the hard things. And sometimes the hardest things are the simplest things, like having the conversation, like saying no, like respecting ourselves. So I think this is just a moment in time to recheck your awareness about what you deem hard. Because sometimes it's looking within ourselves that is the hardest thing to do. So give yourself a pat on your back just for even recognizing that, even being like, oh, that's the hard thing. Not figuring out how to change this tire or whatever it is. That's hard too, but hard in a totally different way, much more of an accomplishing way. So anyway, you can do the hard things, and so can I. Have you ever said these three words, these three little words? I can't meditate. Melissa, do you meditate? No. She says no. Why? Okay. I can't sit still for that long. That's what Alyssa, our awesome engineer / producer here at Hot Pie Media, says. Yeah, I hear that a lot. I have friends that say that to my face. They're like, I can't meditate. And they just shrug it off. Like that's a done deal. I just can't. I can't sit still. So, okay, maybe you can't. Sure. It's hard. Yeah, it's hard. So I started out meditating and it has brought me a lot, because what you're essentially doing, let me just go ahead and tell you this. What you're essentially doing is training yourself. You're training your mind to slow the fuck down when you need it to slow down. So that means you are consciously slowing it down. So then later in the day, when shit goes crazy, you're like, ah, hold up. I know how to slow this down and not react, but act instead and take a deep breath, right? And maybe you're already pretty good at that, which is cool. But you can get better. We all can. And then there's even more benefits that come from meditation. So anyway, I started out 5 minutes a day. That was my goal. I was like, if I can do, because I really didn't even think I could do 5 minutes. So I started out with 5 minutes a day. I set the timer on my phone. I like a flowing river type sound. So I would turn on something like that and trying to just sit and just watch my thoughts go by like the river, right? It's not easy. Your brain can spin, all that kind of stuff. There's all sorts of shit going on. So here is my recommendation. If you're even like, that sounds awful, I don't want to do that. Okay. That's okay. So I've been thinking about this because I think there's so many benefits to meditation. I mean, I'm not the only one who says it. There's like a ton of proven scientific benefits. And you just get more in touch with yourself. You can hear better when your mind is quieter. So I've got two little tricks for you. So I would say set your timer for the 5 minutes. And then you can do one of these two strategies. Number one, think of, and I've shared this before, so you might have heard it. I actually have a jar with a little bit of sand in it, and the rest I fill with water. When you shake up that jar, and you can just imagine the jar, you don't have to have a real one, but I created one after doing this for years in my mind. When you shake up the jar, the sand goes everywhere. The water is super murky. It's not clear. And it takes a while for all the sand, when you set it back down, it takes a while for all the sand to sink to the bottom. And then the water becomes clear. You can see straight through it. Clarity. So of course, the water is your mind and the sand is your thoughts. And everything's shaken up a lot. But when we're still, those thoughts, they're still there. They can relax for a moment. They can go on by. They can sit down. They're still there. But your mind is able to become clear, still, peaceful. And you can choose to pick up one of those pieces of sand or not. It's your choice. But for now, you can just sit in that clarity space. So you can imagine that for 5 minutes. And sometimes, on those grains of sand, those little tiny particles that I see floating around in the water, I still can see one particular person's face. I sometimes will put faces on them or situations on those little pieces of sand and watch them fall. And then, bing, your timer goes off. That's it. That's all it is. Our second trick to meditation is acute attention to sensory perception. That means exactly what it sounds like. As you sit there, you just become completely attuned to the moment, because that's the other thing that you're training for when you meditate. You're training yourself to be really present, not out of the present, simply right here in your breath, in this space, in this version of reality, whatever it is. So if you pay acute attention, really tune in to your sensory perception, it can take you out of the turmoil in your head and put you straight into your body. You'll tune into your breath. Maybe you'll start to feel it going into your nostrils and into your down your throat, into your lungs. You'll feel where you're sitting. Feel your butt, feel your knees, feel your hips. Feel the weight of your clothing. Inhale and smell whatever smell is around. Listen for the air conditioner. Do you have a taste in your mouth? Tune in to every little sensory perception that you can find. How do your toes feel? How do your fingertips feel? Is it cold? Is it hot? How does your chest feel when it rises and falls against what you're wearing? Do you have any jewelry on? Can you feel that? How does your hair feel against you? And as you breathe and just tune into those, bing, 5 minutes goes off. And as you do this too, you can increase. I meditate every day, or I can tell the days I don't, but I do it every day. And sometimes it's for 20 minutes, but sometimes it's just for 10 today. And sometimes the best parts of my meditation are after the timer goes off. The timer goes off and suddenly you feel relaxed, like you did it. Anything else on top is just extra. And sometimes that's when my mind is the clearest. So I wanted to offer those two strategies for you. Maybe you're a killer meditator already, but if you know somebody who can't meditate, maybe you can share this with them because, I don't know, maybe it'll help. Or maybe you can just relay it. A couple little tactics to just keep tuning in to the present moment. Oh, Alyssa just goes, actually, those are good tips. So we're gonna check back in with her and see if perhaps she tries one of them and how it goes. Because I want to know. And I want to know if you do too. You can always hit me up and let me know if it resonates. Or maybe you have a really good tip too. I am so curious. I would love to know. Simply write to me, amy@amyedwards.com. Or you can DM me at @realamyedwards on Instagram. Yeah, I'm easy to find and easy to reach out to. So I'd love to know your tips and tricks. And Alyssa, yeah, we're going to be checking back in. All right. This week's affirmation is, I am shown what I need to see. I'm always shown what I need to see. That's your little trick to get right back in touch with your intuition anytime. I'm shown what I need to see at all times. Yep. Have you tried it? Because a lot of times we can write that off right away. And when I started saying it, we've talked about these on shows past. When I started saying it, I just finally said it. Like my foot literally bumped into a vape that Justin had left on the floor. And I was like, all of a sudden I understood, oh, he's relapsed. And I was like, whoa, I've been so confused. And all it took was really asking that question. So many times when we ask, we're answered, we just have to get still and listen. We have to first remember to ask and then get still and listen. And that's what that meditation does. So I don't know, give it a shot, 5 minutes a day. And know that you're shown, maybe you're hearing this for a reason. You're shown what you need to see all the time. All the time, all the time, all the time, all the damn time. Which is kind of annoying, but true. And so I love you. I would love to hear from you. I would love to connect via the newsletter. I am working hard on those newsletters, especially both of them. I send Monday and Thursday. And the Monday one, I really work to find three things that I've learned that week that are going to help you shine bright and stay focused for the week. So it's just a little short paragraph kickstart of three things to keep you shining bright and focused as you start the week. So please sign up on my website, amyedwards.com. Or you can click the link like in my Instagram bio or something like that. I have a little sign up there as well. I love you. I'm so excited about this Thursday's interview. It is dope. It's so good with Susie Batiste, the CEO and founder of Poo-Pourri and Supernatural Cleaning Products. And now she is a badass spiritual leader. And she started a course called Alive OS Operating System. And oh, she's good. I mean, she's 57 and she looks like she's 35. Not kidding. I mean, if that's the key to youthfulness, sign me up. I'm in. All right. I think that's all the news. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcasts reviews really help this show grow. And I'm so grateful for every single one. So thank you. And of course, just keep going. Keep going. Every time you listen to this, we're all rising higher. I'm 100% convinced. I love you. Till next time. Oh, and thank you to Hot Pie. Thank you to Alyssa.
Thank you so much for listening. If you liked this show, please rate and review. It totally matters. And I encourage you to spread the love too and share this episode with a friend if you feel called.